And some interesting survey points came out just recently about how we're not doing as much work at work as we should be. We're wasting a heck of a lot of time. Around 48% of us waste time by just talking to colleagues, having a good old chat up, would you believe? A third of us, well, 39% of us, yep, are on social media a little bit more than we should be. And the top five were rounded out by us just not wanting to be at work, spending time cleaning our workspace. So if you see someone get the old jiffy out the sponge, they probably have got some deadlines they need to be catching up with, but they're not worrying about, and taking long breaks. So there's some of the things that we're doing to avoid our work, but why are we wasting so much time at work? To talk to us about that this morning, Karen Gately, who is a people management specialist. My first question for you, Karen, is what is a people management specialist? That sounds like a cool job.
Yes, I certainly think it is. Look, you know, our focus is all on helping organisations to be at their best and to thrive, because people are. You know, our view is that, you know, an organisation's commercial outcomes are directly reflective of the talent and level of passion and energy that people bring to their work. So, yeah, that's our focus, is helping leaders and individuals understand how to get to that place.
So why are we wasting time at work? We heard some of the things we do to get away from our job. What is it that makes us go and do something else?
Well, obviously, you know, we're all very different, but in my experience, it comes down to a couple of fundamental things. Is, you know, first of all, and fundamentally, people run out of energy, and, you know, the strength of our energy reserves has a key influence on the way we're thinking, the way we're feeling, and ultimately the way we're choosing to behave. So, you know, when we lack energy, we lack focus, we lack productivity, we procrastinate, we avoid things. And, you know, at the end of the day, that lack of energy is often a reflection of being just disengaged with what we do, not loving it, not being into it.
I'm glad that you didn't mention the L word there, which is lazy. It's not necessarily that we're all lazy, it's just that we're not sort of connecting with the job sometimes.
That's right. You know, obviously there are people who are lazy. There are people who are flying under the radar of accountability and really trying to beige out their contribution. But in my experience, most people do actually want to do a fair day's work and do want to contribute well and do want to be successful, you know, in whatever way that means for them. So, yeah, if you are struggling to muster the strength and the focus just to get on with it, then you need to understand why that is and what you can do to shift it.
So with all of that in mind, how can organisations curb some of that time wasting there? What are some of the things that you feel you can put in place to get everybody back on track?
Yeah, well, I think that the starting point is around, you know, placing priority on the team spirit and understanding the levels of energy people have and doing what you can, obviously, first and foremost, in creating a cultural environment that people actually want to be there. They feel passionate about the organisation and what it's trying to achieve. So having an exciting vision for the future and helping people to feel part of that future is incredibly important. But then it's also at the individual level, you know, understanding, do people even just fundamentally like their job? Because if you don't like it, you're entirely unlikely to be engaged and connected and do what you need to.
I guess good luck being good at something that you really hate. You know, you sort of get up, the alarm clock goes off and your mind goes, is it a work day? Is it a weekend day? Oh, it's a
That's
work
right.
day.
Yeah,
good
That's
luck
right.
being and successful at that.
Lots of people live in that reality. I meet those people all the time, you know, school teachers who don't like kids very much, you know, HR people that don't particularly like dealing with people's problems, you know,
accountants who don't like spreadsheets. So how do you get around those people? I mean, you might be in a career where changing to something else is not really on the radar. How do you, because that's the real pointy end, isn't it?
Absolutely. You know, we can't make anything in life happen unless we deliberately take the steps that we need to. So it starts by choosing that we actually want to be happy in work. We actually want to contribute at a level that we can be proud of. And then once we make that decision, you know, understanding how can we do that? What sort of roles are interesting? And then understanding what are the steps we need to take to get there? And undeniably, there's a lot of challenge around financial security and certainty and, you know, sacrifices need to be made when we want to transition, unquestionably. You know, and that's why I'm passionate about helping kids to understand what they love so they can actually set off on the right path in the first place, and these big changes don't need to happen later in life, ideally.
I think you may have got it at the genesis there. If you get kids exploring what options are around the things they love doing and they can perhaps find a career there, hopefully there is something for everybody. But that's another discussion. Karen, you've got a website where we can find some free materials on this?
Yes, absolutely, including on how to help your child find their first job. So ryangately.com.au is the address. And, lots of different free resources there that people can leverage to explore this issue.
Excellent. And I found out what a people management specialist is, Karen. So thank you for your time on that with us this morning.
Thank you.
I'm not going to waste any of your time now on the job. Get back to it, okay?
Thank you very much.
It is 30 to 10. That's Karen Gately, people management specialist, and finding out why and how we waste a lot of time at work.